Blog Talk Radio.
Some kind of music. Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I've been new, I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Hoes scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down, got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of cash, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Delicent every, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
What's happening, world? Welcome back to a new episode of Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome sauce co-host Mo Ben. So what it do?
Yo, what's up, people? What's up, Earth? How y'all feel? You know what I'm saying? Another edition of Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz. We about to get it in, so roll something up, light something up, come kick it with your people. You know how we do every Sunday night. It's about to be live.
And we still, the top five hasn't changed. We know who in the top five, Canada, Australia, United Kingdom, Switzerland, and United States. Shout out to all five countries that are tuning in, staying consistent. Shout out to everybody listening to the playbacks, right? You can play these episodes back. We have an archive with over 200 plus episodes that are there. Next month, April makes 5 years. 5 years that we've been in motion right here doing what we've been doing. on Real Talk with Loomis Lovely Black, pissing people off, making people laugh, and educating people. Yeah, that's just what we do. Yeah, that. So salute to everybody. Salute to everybody else that's tuning in all over the world. We love you. Thank you for your supreme support with the channel. Yeah. So this week for me, Mo, was called Endings and New Beginnings.
This is this week for me, endings and new beginnings.
It's been a long fucking week emotionally for me. Thankfully, I'm out on short-term leave, doing a new treatment, and baby, yeah, I'm out on short-term leave from work. So emotionally, so we just had full moon in Virgo, which the energy is still apparent outside, right? And, you know, we do spiritual conversations here the first Sunday of every month. But just to tap into it just a tiny bit, we do not feel a shift on every full moon, every new moon, right? The universe is shifting, but everyone isn't affected in the same way, right? But this full moon in Virgo, like, walked me like a dog. Do you understand me? And I knew the full moon was coming in, but I didn't, you know, you generally don't expect anything, and I'm preparing to put all of my crystals out so that they can remove the energy that they've collected, right? And then new moon, you put them back out so that they can charge. So they charge under both, but I put them out both, two different reasons. Anywho, and so emotionally, this week has whooped my ass, all right? You know, just connections and, I don't know, I just felt the need to, like, kind of be honest, but I was not coming from a negative place. I was just kind of putting everybody in their place. You know what I'm saying? That was in my life, you know? Just, you know, from baby daddy on down. You know what I'm saying? Like, just everybody. A lot of energies, and so there was no misconception of how, but you know, like, I got such a big heart, and I'm always helping people, and that means that people come around me for the sake of knowing they don't have to ask me for nothing. I'm not one of those people that you got to ask for help. I'm going to give help if I see something that's wrong, right? And so the people that come in my energy, they know that. You know what I'm saying? They know that I'm the type of person that if I see you down, I'm going to help. And so I've been, like, kind of closed off with my energy, right? Because you can help someone. You can give your all to someone. You can love someone. You can do all of these things, but doesn't mean that you're going to get that from them, right? You can't expect you from you. And so me realizing that I can't expect me from nobody, you know what I'm saying? Because if something ever was to happen, it's always the people that I never had to do anything for that have my back. And those that I had to look out for or do anything for, they can never have my back because they're always somewhere with their hand out, right? And so, you know, I was really putting people in perspective, you know. And it's just one of these cycles. You guys know I've been in this relationship for 2 years, walk away, you know. You know, we have our breaks, you know what I'm saying, which is, you know, Mo and his wife, they just kind of separate and get their moment before they break down. And when you're not married and in the same house, sometimes things may break down and then you pull them back. And we have certain cycles and certain phases that we kind of be in a certain energy. And it's around the same times every year, which is really weird to me, right? I'm paying attention to that. But this is a cycle. This is one of those times that, you know, we are having a breakdown. And last year was 3 months. So last year we didn't talk for 3 months from the end of January all the way through April, right? We didn't have any communication. So this time, you know, we're communicating through it, but it's just really difficult. You know what I'm saying? Not in a toxic way. It's just difficult when you're dealing with one party is shut down and the other party is like with a flashlight searching for answers and you can't, right? So, you know, just balance, right? Me learning how to deal with situations differently. In having a conversation, I paid attention to something that I said, right, which was a learning moment for me. And I said, I'm always the one that's walking away feeling, you know, feeling less feeling like I didn't win, you know, feeling hurt. And so whenever you go through cycles over and over and over again, it's a lesson to be learned. And unless you learn that lesson, you're going to continue to go through that cycle over and over again. And so it hit me this morning, like, why do you always leave a relationship and you always feel like you are the one that got the short end of the stick? You always feel as though you are the one that, you know. And so that's where I am, right? And so I feel like it's like, it's joined with my south node, like life's debts, right? It could be a past life karma. Whenever we're going through things in our life and it just doesn't make sense to us, like, you're like, why? This just does not make sense, and you can't make it make sense, and you can't control the sense of it. It's generally a past life situation, right, that you're having to deal with in the current life, right? And that's why it doesn't make sense to you now, because you don't have all of the pieces of what happened in the past life. But how you deal with the situation is what allows you to pay karmic debt and be able to move forward. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, listening to your inner voice, like something could come to you and it's like your past life, you know, past life experience of how you would normally handle it. It's about handling things different, you know. So in my handling of this situation, I am giving him space to figure it out, you know. I didn't say I'm leaving, I'm gone. I'm just like, let me just give you your space to roam through whatever you need to, because that's something that I probably never did. You know what I'm saying? I never gave anybody their space to, you know, freely, you know, explore their emotions and whatever it is that they're going through. I probably was trying to control the narrative, knowing me, being that I'm an Aquarius, sun, moon, rising, right? So I probably was somewhere trying to control the narrative, and I'm like, this time, well, let me try to, like, relinquish control of the narrative and let it unfold the way that, you know, it possibly needs to unfold. So with this, you know, this person is a twin flame, and, you know, you can kind of, I'll tell you guys briefly how to match your person's energy, but we'll have a whole spiritual conversation at the beginning of April in reference to, you know, yeah, finding out if your person is a twin flame, if your person is compatible with, you're compatible with your person in real life. But, you know, this is a twin flame connection, that there's karmic debt tied to it. You know what I'm saying? And so that doesn't make it a karmic connection. It just means that there's karmic debts. Like, we've went down the same path before in a past life, right? And it didn't end right because of whatever reason. So because of that, you know, you have those karmic debts that you have to pay in the next lifetime, right? And knowing, like, to figure out if this person is your twin flame, right? Your twin flame is, twin flames meaning this person is mirroring. You guys are mirroring each other, okay? So hypothetically speaking, you're going to add your birthday, your month, your two-digit date, and your four-digit year. You add all of those numbers up, you're going to come to a number. Mine's is 11. I am a master number 11. There are three special types of people. Everybody's special, but you have master number 11, 22, and 33. Those numbers you don't break down. But if you get number 10, you're going to break it down to 1. So you're either going to break the numbers down from 1 to 9, or it's going to be 11, 22, or 33, but you do not break those numbers down. They're masters. They're here to master something else. They've mastered something, and they're, you know, here to connect on a completely different level than most. Master number 11, when you add up my entire birthday, my people's, when you add up his entire birthday, he is too also master number 11, okay? So we're mirroring each other's energy, okay? If you add up his two-digit date of birth, and you take his two digit date of birth, my two digit date of birth, right, and you subtract it, you're going to get 14. When you add 1 and 4 together, that's 5. The year he was born versus the year I was born, there's a 5-year difference, right? Boom, the date and the year, mirroring each other's energy, right? And then, like, if you what his sun placement is my Venus placement and my south node placement. You know what I'm saying? So it'll be a lot of similarities that you guys will have in your astrological chart. A lot of people don't understand astrology, so they'd be like, oh, I don't know nothing about that, and X, Y, and Z. When you have these connections and you feel like you don't know how to break them and you don't know what's going on, you know, sometimes you're in a connection that's a perfect fit. This particular connection was divinely guided by the universe. So our job is to either figure out what we need to do with the connection, or, right, we'll end up going for in another karmic cycle, which hopefully this is, you know, my last hoorah here and not having to come back. But, you know, we have to figure it out. And so in order to figure out a solution, most importantly, with everything that you go through in life, is to lead with grace. Right, lead with peace, lead with positivity, right? And so that's hard when you're in a place of anger, and dismay, right? It's hard to lead with peace and positivity. And so this is what I'm working on with myself. And you know me, I'm an Aquarius. You know, I'm ready to cut. And so I'm getting out of that energy of being ready to cut and saying, listen, if this is a situation that I can't control, then I am going to mellow my energy and allow the universe to control this narrative and allow the universe to control the situation, and whatever comes out of the situation, you know, that's what comes out about it. So just, you know, little synopsis. We'll definitely talk about your life path and life partners and things like that on the first Sunday of next month. We'll go over that. But that was my week, like endings and beginnings this week, ending things and ending connections with people that don't serve me, you know, people that come to me that, you know, to social media, they doing it, you know, they up. But, you know, behind closed doors, you know, I'm one of the people that's helping them, you know, be up, and they're not really up in real life. But you would think out of all the businesses that I have and I run that, you know, they would support a business or something, you know what I'm saying, for that. But you don't expect them to do anything. You just hope that they would, and they don't. So then you just kind of look at the situation of, you know, you don't live life in expectancy, but if the situation is not conducive with your higher being, why are you even entertaining it? I don't know. Ask yourself that question. How was your week?
That's deep. So my week, I'm calling this this week Happy New Year, for real this time, right? So, you know, the wiser I get, you know, I'm definitely getting more and more in touch with my roots, you know what I'm saying, my you know, comedic self. But basically, yeah, I'm all with the astrology new year, you know what I'm saying? It just definitely feels right for me, you know what I'm saying? Like, so today, of course, is the equinox, so, you know, the spring is here. And I feel the shift in energy for real, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, this week, too, gym life, you know, like I've been really hitting the gym, you know what I'm saying? But this time I'm doing it differently, and I feel good, you know what I'm saying? Because I detoxed, you know what I'm saying? Before I was kind of doing both. I was like, still, you know, every so often I have my drinks or, you know, smoke some trees, some weed or whatever. But now, you know, I'm more of a social drinker, social smoker or whatever. And, you know, and then, like, a lot of times, you know, I would, you know, Red Bulls or whatever just to keep me going because I had so much stuff going on, and, you know, I was just trying to, you know, have enough energy. But now I'm just tapping into my natural energy, and, you know, I'm just eating right, detoxing, and then, you know, going to the gym. So everything just seems like it's balancing, and I'm just having a natural high. So that I'm loving, you know what I'm saying, and it's perfect in alignment, or, you know what I'm saying, with the seasons change. I told you each season I'm a different person, and I feel it. I switched up my beard, you know what I'm saying, for the longest time. You know, I had my beard kind of coming in, but my beard never connected, you know what I'm saying, but I always had my goatee since I can remember growing a beard. And, you know, so I was like, you know what, I've been peeping, like, just different, because I've been watching a lot of documentaries and stuff like that. Big shout out to HBO. They've really been, like, I've really been zoning out, learning some shit. I can't just watch some shit just to watch it for entertainment. I got to really learn some stuff. But anyway, I'll get into that later. But so I shaved everything but my mustache. You know what I'm saying? Because my mustache just flourishes. So that's, you know, that's gonna be my new look for spring, summer. So, and it's interesting. You know what I'm saying? Just getting the feedback from people who noticed it or whatever. And then also, too, I got a new book. You know, I'm in, like, this, like, kind of like book club, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? But so now this book is deep, too. And I'm going to really shed light on this book the more and more I read it in the chop-ups and just probably in our just different shows. I probably have a topic. You know what I'm saying? I know how, you know, when we have our 2 weeks in between, you know, shout out to you on the first – first week with the spiritual show. Shout out to me for the world famous chop up, you know, bringing in the anchor at the end of the month. But you know how we have our two shows in the middle. But this is probably going to fall right in line. I'm probably going to be able to get a couple topics out of this to help out. But it's called The Black Man's Guide to Understanding the Black Woman. And it's this lady, her name is Shahrazad Ali. The book came out in 1991, and she also has The Black Woman's Guide to Understanding the Black Man. But it's interesting, you know what I'm saying? Like Law of Attraction, you know what I'm saying? People, some of my associates just put me on to this, and I was like, all right, you know, they know I'm a reader. So I was like, you know, and I guess, you know, we like to converse and you know, on different books that we read. So, yeah, I just, you know, just read the intro, and I read, like, a couple of, you know, like the beginning of the first chapter, and it just seems like it's hitting on a lot of levels. So I can't wait to share that. So, I'm tapped into that. And then renewing my passport. So I got to get my passport renewed and, you know, so I can, you know, go overseas and travel, you know, as everything starts to let up with the you know, with the whole COVID situation. So that's my week. So, you know, like I said, you know, I feel in tune with the new year, man. Like the Aries coming in right now and in the spring. Yeah, and you know, things is lifting up as far as you know, the whole COVID situation, the mask mandate. So yeah, I'm feeling good.
Yes, and happy New Year's to everybody. This is technically New Year's Eve. Tomorrow, midnight, will be New Year's, first day of Aries season. Aries is actually the first sign of the zodiac. I don't know where these white people get New Year's being January 1st. Can't nothing grow and flourish in the cold, but I digress. I'm sitting back having me a sippy sip to bring in the New Year's the right way. So we're going to see how this show go. Hey, Smooth, hey.
Hey, alcoholic, what you drinking?
You're such a loser. Mo, I got to send you pictures of the living room.
Yeah.
I redid the living room.
Okay, yeah, definitely.
I forgot.
That, you know?
I gotta send you. I redid the living room because I was, you know, I did.
Yeah,
so
I want to see what you're working with. Yeah, definitely send me those pictures.
Hell no, these niggas talking about taking pictures of living rooms and shit.
Yeah,
don't knock my
I got some
in,
pretty
man.
Colors in here.
But mood of hustle, man. What's good, man? How was your week, bro?
My week was black. Unfortunately, it's Black.
Was black? Black
man and black. I prefer my week to be blue and green, but it was black. So, yeah, pretty much. No, I ain't do shit, man. I'm just studying right now. That's pretty much it. I'm studying. I'm getting shit together for my new transition from managing people to managing citizens. That's where I'm at with shit.
Oh, managing people to managing citizens?
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds...
Well, why the hell would you want to go do some dumb shit like that?
Dumb shit like what?
From managing people to managing citizens.
Yeah. Why would that be dumb?
Shit, because the people would be internal and citizens would be external. So why the hell would you want to deal with external energy?
No. See, people and citizens are the same energy, regardless of the fact. The only difference is I'm going from a few motherfuckers to an entire. How can I put this? Look at it like this. Right now, people complain about what's going on around them, right? But they're unwilling to do anything about it. You know what I'm saying? So instead of being the complainer, I'm transitioning to actually doing something about it.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Nigga, your ass going to be stressed out and be back. You don't even like people like that.
I don't like
no,
people.
No, wait, hold on, Black. But don't put negativity on his new agenda.
No,
it's not
no,
negativity.
Black
I know him like the back of my fucking hand. Like, he don't like people.
I don't like people, period. You see what I'm saying?
Like,
but at the same time, I don't like the fact that motherfuckers have the ability to dictate and control what goes on around me. So why not be that motherfucker who dictates and controls everything that go around me? Why not be that motherfucker to actually write up the things that I want to implement for my children in the future?
I get it.
See, that was the whole point.
I get the overall gist of where you're going, but I still know who the fuck you are, and I give you 4 months.
Well, 4 months, give me 4 years, you give me 20 years. It really don't fucking matter to me. But at the end of the day, this is what I do.
You won't be doing it.
You see what I'm saying? Why not extend?
You gotta understand how much Smooth hate people. So Mo, you like low vibration. Like sometimes you got low vibration, and sometimes you just got some real ass shit, right? Don't discredit. Don't put the two in the same, right? Because some people don't call a person a hater for being real, right? This nigga hate people. Do you understand me? Hell, he barely like working with the people that he got to manage, and them motherfuckers is in the same goddamn shit as he is. You know what I mean? Them motherfuckers all work within the government or government contract. He don't like them motherfuckers. You should hear how he talk to them when he ain't on his damn phone. So to say that you going from a small group of people in which that know the dynamics to him having to deal with actual people and a lot of them, that ain't him. Now, I get it. He's 40. He getting older. He want to try something new. He thinking about the children. I commend the effort, but I know this bitch.
The fact the nigga called me 40, bro, like, goddamn. Like, that's the hurtful part of the conversation.
You got to figure out if you're going to be a young person, I just want him to think about it.
But, I mean, guess what? It's another notch under his belt. Because through his career, he has tried different things. You know what I'm saying? It's only the shit that he take to and like be the shit that he don't have to deal with people the most. You know what I'm saying? He can go over to Afghan. He can go over to, you know, Dubai or whatever, whatnot, do his little work, fuck off, kick it. Cool, be isolated. That's the shit that he do. He wouldn't even be here right now if all that shit didn't go south. You know what I'm saying? In Russia when Trump was in office. He don't like people in real life. So what I'm saying is I get it and I understand it, but, you know, don't put all your peas in one bucket because, you know, I mean, you are who you are. You can't change that. Like you gonna all of a sudden start liking people for the greater good. Fuck out of here. Fuck them people.
I will never like people and I will never change who I am. What I am is doing is changing the motherfucking situation around me.
We got
too many of these faggot lovers out here. Too many faggot lovers out here. So I would rather represent the people that think like me, that look like me, as opposed to being.
But those are the same people that they're keeping on the hush. It's a lot of y'all out there. Yeah. But they still making you keep stay under the hush. You can't speak out verbally because then you hurting somebody's feelings. And now it's becoming motherfucking economics at this point, spiritual warfare. You know, this is the agenda that they want to push, and you going up against the motherfucking.
At the end of the day, it means absolutely nothing to me to hurt somebody's feelings. You see what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck about hurting somebody's feelings. So as long as there's somebody out there
doing so.
Oh, no. It's not about getting fired because I'm not getting fired. I'm getting hired. There's a difference. You see what I'm saying? Where I'm going, motherfuckers have to choose me. You see what I'm saying? So that's where it's at. And once these motherfuckers
So you finna go be a councilman or some shit?
Councilman? Councilman for the small people.
Okay.
Senator.
Right. Hey, you already know what type of nigga I am. I won't be able to do what motherfuckers do to me. I hate when people call me. You see what I'm saying? I ain't even vote for you. So fuck it. I won't be able to do the same thing. I won't be able to call on the motherfucker get mad with me like, yeah, bitch, you got to do what I tell you. Ha ha. So fuck it. It is what it is.
So as long as you got a passion for it. It seems like you got a passion.
No, I ain't got a passion for shit. Ain't no passion there.
He took the words out of my mouth. I was going to tell you that, Mo. Shit, I'm glad he said it.
You got to know. I'm trying to dissect it. I'm on the outside looking.
Smooth is who he is. Like, literally. Like, some people will think that when he come on this show that he's just, no, this is this bitch. He don't like people. He don't give two fucks. He got a lot of kids. He slake a lot of dick. And he make a lot of money. There's nothing to dissect outside of that. It's so plain and simple and to the fucking point. With this fool, it's crazy. That's why he's so incognito. Because the bitch is so brilliant and he makes so much money, he comes in incognito on the radio show. You know what I'm saying? I know who he is, but people don't know who he is. You know what I'm saying? And that's just how it is. But there's not avenues for people to be who they are. You know what I'm saying? Shit, fuck it. Be who you are. There's nothing to dissect. What you see is what you get with this dude. A whole asshole.
Thank you.
Right. That's it. What you see is what you get. Straight to the point. Right, right. That's my twin flame. Right, okay. That's my life. That's my lifetime partner. That's my lifetime friend. You know what I'm saying? We okay. The same of the same. That's why I'm like, bitch. But
she likes to read you. All right.
I'm gonna let him have it. Yeah, we definitely are a lot alike. So,
I finally got my new social security number in here, so that's where I'm at with the shit. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah.
You got a new social security number?
Yeah. Real. That's what I've been waiting on. I've been having to do a lot of shit. Apparently, there's another motherfucker out there with my same name and shit like that. So, that's been a, it's been an ongoing 10-year process.
Shit. You want some special agent black ops type shit. Okay.
All right. No, the motherfucker had done got all kind of shit and defaulted and they were trying to make this bitch pay for it and he not a nigga. Then we stay in two different states. What the fuck do you mean? So on that type of time shit. But anywho, tonight's topic is fighting for your relationship soft. Man, you know, I be looking at the shit that they share on social media, and for me, it's like, why even put stupid shit out for everybody? Because there's going to be somebody that's going to agree with some dumbass shit, you know, that these fucking Gen Z folks, you know, got going on and their thought process or whatever, whatnot. But, you know, I talk a lot about how I'm old school. You know what I'm saying? How I'm the type, like, my partner, I want my partner to, you know, shit ain't going right and I'm mad and I'm upset and I'm screaming. You know, I want my partner to grab me and hold me and, you know, baby, it's going to be okay. You know, when I put you in time, I'm done, we not, you know, whatever. Fuck that. Leave me alone. I want you to be outside with the boombox over your head. You know what I'm saying? Saying, can we stay in the rain, you know, with the raindrops falling? Like, that's you know. But I just feel as though we are moving so far away from that because, you know, these new age girls, like grown men should know, you know, but they decide to deal with these younger minded people and they feel like, oh, you come to my house and fight for the, y'all been together for years. He fight for it. Oh, that's stalking. Or y'all arguing and he, you know, y'all getting rough and he got off in that thing. Oh, that's rape. Like they have made, you know what I'm saying, this sexy, toxic shit, you know what I'm saying, fighting for your shit, a crime, you know, victimized, you know, and you know me. You got two types of people. You got a victim or you got a survivor, okay? Victims, you're going to be a bitch. You don't take accountability for absolutely nothing. You're going to find a fault for it to be everybody else's fault other than your fault, and you're going to take that and allow it to mold your life for the rest of your life. If you're a survivor, it happened. You're looking at the situation. What happened to you does not mold you. You take it and you use it as fuel to catapult to the next level. You know what I'm saying? But I see a lot of the stupid shit, like, on social media, like, like if he order a sweet drink, something wrong, and, you know, if he called me too many times, some, you know what I'm saying? Like all this, I want to know, like, is fighting for your relationship considered soft nowadays?
Is fighting for your relationship soft these days?
Mm-hmm.
I would have to look at it from, is fighting for your relationship worth it or not? You know what I'm saying? I think that's a better way to look at it.
Ooh.
And so, yeah. So, all right. So now, hashtag happily married man. And so, you know, when you marry, man, the shit can go left, man. Shit could go left. And then that shit would just, you know what I'm saying? Like, it could go left and you could just be like, fuck. You know, but, all right, it's two things to this, just analyzing it. First off, when you do get into this whole marriage thing, it's definitely a business. And we've already talked about this. And then we have kids as a corporation. That's my whole stance on it. And the thing, too, now when you get into this business, it's not just like boyfriend and girlfriend or, you know, or whatever the case may be, where you can just easily, you know, not fight for it and just leave. You know what I'm saying? Now you got to go to the courts. And because now when you get married, everything is tangled up. You know what I'm saying? So now they got to, quote unquote, untangle you. So you really now looking at it being a married person, shit really got to be really, really fucked up for you to get to that point where you're like, you know what, I can't take this shit no more. I want a divorce no matter what, because you're going to be fucked up, you know, going through this divorce. You ain't going to just come out, you know what I'm saying, like, because this shit is tangled up, and it's mentally, financially, you know, your time, you know what I'm saying? So it's just a bunch of shit. So when it comes to that, you got to really make sure the person that you're with, if it's going to be worth, you know, like if you're going to be able to get through the when it goes left, you know what I'm saying? And so that's my whole point. When you in a relationship, regular relationship, and you're just dealing with somebody, if the shit pisses you off, you don't have to fight for it. You really don't. You can go your own way. But when you really get married, that's the shit that you really gotta, see if it's worth it or not. Because that's the whole point. I know you guys heard this phrase: "It's cheaper to keep her." You know what I'm saying? So it gets complicated with the whole married life, but you know, that's my take on it so far. So,
But well, okay, let me ask more clarifying question before you start. Mo, okay, but like asking the question how I put it out, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is it being that you're married, of course, it's worth fighting for. So you're saying if you're not married, then the situation isn't really worth fighting for?
I'm a person, if I wasn't married, I ain't got time to be fighting for some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like if it ain't working out with it's too many females out here. Like, I would have a whole different mentality if I wasn't married. If I was dating right now and I was just single, hell no. Like, everything's going to be on my terms for the most part. And you down with it, you down with it. If you're not, I'm going to replace you. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't going to be fighting, because it's like, nah. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, and then I'm trying to think, if I was really feeling for some chick and then I'm not fighting for it. I'm just, it's too many. I would have a more of a broad perspective where I would just have multiple women, you know what I'm saying? And it ain't fighting for, because it's like I would have that pimp's mentality, and I still have that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't chase them, I replace them, you know what I'm saying? It's as simple as fact. And like I said, I didn't just switch the game up, you know what I'm saying? Like, what I mean by it, the reason why I always, and you know, when the savage gentleman comes out of me, is because, like, knowing the game, like, I switched the game up. So it's just the same games that females play, sort of speak, where they, you know, making you pay for everything to take them out and all that other shit, you know, pimps, they think the other way. Like, no, it's a privilege for me to be with you, for me to put you on to this game here. So, yeah, I ain't fighting for that shit. It ain't worth it. So, nah. And so is fighting for a relationship soft in that point of view? Yes. Because, like, the show we had last week, she for the streets. She for the streets. So why you fighting for us? For the streets. So let her go. Replace her. So yeah, that's what I got.
Well, here it goes.
All right, go ahead, Simone.
Once again. All right, man. Well, look, it's all about your own personal interpretation of the word fight. You see what I'm saying? Regardless of the fact, it's easier to catch somebody, right? But it is harder to keep them. The reason why it's harder to keep them because you got to be consistent. You see what I'm saying? It's a war of attrition. That means you're in it for the long haul. Let's get this one thing straight. You get with somebody, everything you did to get them, you're supposed to do to keep them on a habitual, consistent basis. Unfortunately, depending on who you are, you get comfortable, you get complacent, you forget how you got that individual, and then shit starts to go left. You see what I'm saying? Motherfucker might be thinking like, damn, but you taking advantage of a nigga because you ain't doing what the fuck you used to do, or vice versa. You enjoy that person's time. You love that person's time. But you don't have what it takes to be consistent about what the fuck you did to get them. All right, so like, now you realize you fucked up, right? Because y'all having relational problems and shit like that. You realize you fucked up, so you're trying to figure out, well, damn, what the fuck went wrong? You know what went wrong because in the arguments, motherfucker told you what went wrong. You no longer doing what the fuck you used to do. So then you start doing what the fuck you did to get them. That's not being soft, right? That's realizing that you were slipping, that you was what they would call insufficient in what was needed to keep that individual. You see what I'm saying? That's not being soft. That's just like, all right, nigga, look, I fucked up, so it is what it is. So that whole chase and replace and bullshit, like, yeah, all right, nigga. Yeah,
cop
save that shit. We know
blow.
Yeah, cop and blow. But cop and blow don't work for pimps when pimps stop doing what the fuck they supposed to do to kick the bitch. You see what I'm saying? So it is what it is. You know what I'm talking about? Everybody get caught lacking. So let's get this one thing straight. So if you got caught lacking, but then you realize it, all you got to do is just get back on your fucking game. That's it. Like, all right, man, my bad. I fucked up. Whoop-de-woo. And now I'm back on. That ain't solved, nigga. That's just realizing that you fucked up and you man enough to go ahead and go back and do what the fuck you're supposed to do. Same thing with a bitch. So that's where I'm at with it.
Okay, so here's my thing, okay, and then, Mo, I know a lot of people think the way that you think, Mo, like out with the old, in with the new, it's too many people out here, X, Y, and Z. But the thing about this is that it's P in the dating pool, right? So it's a lot of people out there, but most of them don't even know their worth, so they're not going to be able to acknowledge your worth. Most of them don't have shit going for themselves because they're too busy trying to fit in with the Joneses and not understand it or trying to obtain generational wealth, right? So a lot of those people, you're not even going to be interested in and trying to play that game. Like, that's an old school game, Mo. You know, it's plenty of fish in the sea, and you can probably go out there and get in another lasting relationship. Right now, it ain't shit out there, right? It's a bunch of garbage out there. So one is more reason to fight for what it is that you have going on. But as Smooth was saying, like, you know, if you ain't did what you supposed to do, then you gotta tighten up. You gotta go and save that. You know, you gotta make it work. Now, if it was you doing everything that you needed to do the right way, then it don't motherfucking pan out. Then okay, I did everything that I could do. That's the type of person that I am, right? And even at the beginning, when there's problems, I'm gonna fix everything that I was the problem about. You know what I'm saying? You got some men that accept the fact that they're the problem and they don't give a shit. They just go, like, I'm just a problem and ain't nothing I can do about it. That's the most annoying shit ever in the world to me, you know what I'm saying, to take the coward way out. But, you know, just being in a situation to where, for me, I always fix my issues because, one, I don't have a lot, And number two is, like, I want to do everything on my end to make sure that I'm not the problem. But also, when it comes to my man, I need somebody that's going to fight for the connection, right? I'm not trying to go out there, you know what I'm saying, even though it looks like I got one foot in and one foot out there now. Like, I don't want to be out there because you already know what's out there. And the men that think like Mo, that's not married, it's like it's too many fishes in the sea, you just rotating women. You just rotating attention, right? The basic men got a bunch of bitches on their team, going out to eat, chilling, having sex with multiple people. You know what I'm saying? Just like, fuck it. There's no substance to it. They're addicted to the lifestyle of having multiple people or having multiple energies to intertwine with because there's something that they're missing within self. So I can't say that I'm going out from being in a solid situation, you know, to thinking that I want to date around to multiple people, you know. Like, I met somebody, and he was actually super cool, you know, ex-ball player, whatever. Super cool, great energy, but, okay, of course, there's that ego part that played a factor in it, and then, like, we got along great, a lot of laughing, but when we started getting to the core of what it is that we wanted and how we looked at things, we didn't agree with most of anything that each other said, right? And so that's almost like a religious situation. If you are religious and you come deal with somebody like me, I'm SG, I'm spiritual goddess. One, you know what I'm saying, you're not going to believe in what I'm doing. You're going to think that I'm serving a devil or whatever the case may be, whatever the oppressor has put in your head, it ain't going to work. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of reasons why I know that my options are scarce, and because of who I am, I'm not going to just date anybody. You know what I'm saying? They may seem regular to you, but they got to be on a certain level for me to even have my attention. So I've been outlived the plenty of fish in the sea, because it really ain't plenty of fish in the sea, right? You got some of the people that's so miserable that, excuse me, they lean on alternative lifestyles just to make the shit make sense because it's really piss out here. Even in the poly life, you know what I'm saying, it's piss in the dating pool, you know? So it's kind of like how, you know, especially with somebody like me, I don't go out. Now, when I'm single, I make way to go out, right? I make way to put myself outside more, you know, and dress up. You know, it's finna get springtime, so I can go outside, I can meet, you know, energies, you know, that I want to meet because I'm always in the house. But springtime, you know, it's time to get cute, go outside, you know. If that's the situation and you coming up on a single life, you got to go do what you got to do because you'll never meet anybody just sitting inside the house unless you meet them online. And I don't really like online connections. I ain't going to hold you. But I digress. Yes, you have to fight for it, right? Especially if it's something you done put time in, you put effort in, you put years in. Now, I believe in this. Like, you fighting for, like, don't fight for a dead-end connection, right? And so, okay, here's what I mean by that, right? Because this is the other side of what Smooth was saying. Here's the flip side to that. A dead-end connection is somebody that you done already caught them cheating, somebody that done already did you motherfucking wrong, you know what I'm saying? Somebody that, you know, you already know it ain't going no motherfucking where, you know what I'm saying? You got people out here that's trying to play tit for tat, and you just a fucking enemy, you just a bystander in this war, you know what I'm saying? They using you to get back at somebody else for some shit that they did. Now they hoping that the relationship can move forward, but they're going to continue a toxic-ass cycle with some motherfucking body. You know what I'm saying? And that's just how it is when it comes to this shit out here, right? Don't fight for a situation that is not conducive with your higher being. If you can see yourself going, growing, building, and making something happen, then fight for that, because there's not a lot of that out here. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we force ourselves to be in certain situations where someone doesn't even come close to what the hell we should be in, and we settle for that. And so when it goes sour, then we like, mad, oh, man, I settled for you. Okay, well, then don't settle, and then you won't have to repeat those words, you know? So I've been stopped settling in relationships and situations, right? And I really look for, if you cannot bring anything to the table, if you are not matching my energy when it comes to a relationship, how I raise my children, my outlook on life, what I'm trying to get, then that is just not a situation for me. So if I'm in a situation, it's already going to be something that means something to me, because I already know what I looked at and what I've seen. In order to get to that point, I'm going to fight for it. And no, it's not soft, you know what I'm saying? But emotionally, it can take a toll. But as far as the male standpoint, like, I feel like men don't fight anymore because they be like, it's too many people. It's a whole lot of thoughts out here that you can go get sex from, that you can go exchange energies with. But every time you sleep with somebody, you're exchanging a soul tie. And so now your sex is garbage, right? Because you done slept with all of these people, and you keep sleeping with these people, and they empty inside. And now you empty inside trying to figure out why the hell your energy is not the same. It's because of all of these ties that you have. So I just believe that now, the way I look at life, it's like, it's not easy. You know what I'm saying? It's not easy to kind of play games. And then most of these people, like, they come at you, and they already got relationships and situations, and they'll lie in your face just to see where they can go. And that's the one thing I absolutely hate, is a fucking liar. Like, that's the easiest way to get me out your energy, to clear me out faster than you can fucking know, is to tell me a lie or to be in that type of deceptive energy, right? And I hate it because, you know, when you meet those people, they be like, no, I ain't got nobody. Bitch, you saying what you going to say to think that you can get under me, but it's not that easy to get under me. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I feel like you definitely should fight for it if it's worth it. If you put, you know, the time and energy, that shit ain't the same. Mo been married for a long time, and he going on that plenty of fish in the sea. Bitch, this motherfucking sea got motherfucking doodoo in it, and a whole bunch of that bitch is the cesspool. So you got to leave that sea alone out there, and if you got somebody, you better hold on, because this shit out here is garbage.
Man, look, for all them empty bitches out there, holla at me, and I'll fill you up.
You know what? Get on my nerves.
Yeah, man. That's my take on it.
All right, well, that's what I had. That was my little shebang, you know.
All right, so okay. where did this topic come from? Because Black be trying to run away and shit.
First of all,
to come up with this intriguing soft ass comment?
Because I've been seeing, especially this week on Instagram, like they'll be putting, I forgot what the fuck this dumbass girl said, but and then it ended up becoming news. Let me try to find it. But I just get so tired of people trying to label men as soft for doing what the fuck they supposed to be doing. Like, I seen this one dumbass girl was like, we went to get our nails. He took me to get my nails done. He paid with it with a credit card. The fuck? Like, he can use his debit card? Like, stupid-ass shit like that I've been seeing all week. And it's like, who raised you fucking dummies?
Hold on. That is stupid, though. Why you charging a freaking... First, she got you paying for the shit, and then you charging the shit, running up a credit card bill, getting interest and shit. Like, that shit is stupid. She was just like, she called
no. If you know how to. If you know what it's like, okay. So depending on him, okay. Number one, numero uno, he could be a business owner. If he's a business owner and he's putting that as an expense, as a business expense, he get that back, right? Number two, if he got cards that he don't use on a regular fucking basis and he can go and charge a $100 charge and pay it off before the statement in, that's actually helping him boost his fucking credit. So no matter what it is that you getting, you know what I'm saying? Like, it depends on where he's at financially. He may not be up to that point to have his cars paid off. My cars is paid off, and they just sitting. Guess what the fuck I'm getting? Not a motherfucking thing, because I ain't using them to pay them off. Two bitches just sitting on zero. So I can see, like, from different standpoints, because I've been in situations before I was able to get to where I am now, so not really. You know what I'm saying? But other girl was like, what?
That's my whole point. My whole point, real quick, don't lose your train of thought, is that's why, you know, I had to switch the game up. You see how she playing, dude? That's how I'm looking at it. But I mean, not that I'm just trying to be deceptive and just play chicks out here, but I'm bossed up, like, when it comes to that now. Like, you ain't about to play me like that. You know what I'm saying? If anything, like I said, it's a privilege. You should be paying me to go out with you. That's how I feel. You know what I'm saying? King shit. But anyway, go ahead.
Oh, my God.
The royal penis.
Oh my God. And then the other chick was saying something like, if the man, Like I'm just giving y'all examples on why the fuck y'all don't need to be trying to get out here, because these bitches is garbage. Something like if the man orders a dessert, he's soft. Like, niggas don't eat dessert. Bitch, what? Like, I just keep hearing stupid shit about people being soft. And then it's like, and the girl said, I told him not to call me, and he done called me 3 times. He's soft as hell. Like,
yeah.
This the shit that I see on social media. Like,
hold up.
Are you hoes dumb?
I agree with everything that chick said. She keep it in the book. Like, me and my wife, we go out to dinner all the time. My wife can attest. I can't stand the dessert. She always want to order dessert. I'm like, fuck that dessert shit. So anyway, and then like,
that's you. You delusional as hell anyway, Smoke. Like, if my man sitting there
in elementary school and
I'm
you had
to
your
order
sandwich, your chips, your drink, and your fucking check. You mean to tell me you just threw away your free Walmart, nigga? You doing your food by the foot, motherfucker?
Oh,
is that what you
think? We can't leave. I want to get a piece of cake with a cherry on top of some shit.
Yeah, that is so. But what I'm saying is, I said elementary school, so when you had your sandwich, your chip, your fucking fruit roll-up, and your drink, you throw away the fruit roll-up? You
no,
didn't eat the fruit
roll-up?
Dessert,
man. Dude's going to be
ordering I'm asking a question. When you had your Lunchables, motherfucker, and they had the bread, not the bread, there was the crackers, the meat, the cheese, and Reese's peanut butter cup. You mean to tell me you throw away the Reese's peanut butter cup?
Man, if I'm on a date, I ain't about to be ordering that little sweet shit that my wife be liking to get. See, my wife like.
No, I didn't ask you that. I asked you, did you eat your dessert when you were a child? Did you eat your dessert when you were a child? Yes or no?
Wow, I'm a man now. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Okay, hold on, Mo. I mean, hold on, Smooth. Listen, your homie, right? Who you rock with? My baby daddy, right? My baby daddy Smoke, right? That nigga gonna eat motherfucking dessert with every meal if he motherfucking can. Do you understand me? Like, he love him some chocolate shit. He love him some motherfucking dessert after a meal. So he not a man. And that's nigga, you right for feel, Mom. He not a man because he like dessert.
What I'm saying is, I can see what the chick is saying. I can see her point of view. Like, yo,
no man is supposed to eat dessert. That's her fucking point of view. First of all, anytime a bitch decides to say what a fucking man gonna do, that bitch is out of fucking pocket. How the fuck you gonna tell me what a man do? You
her
a man?
She's just giving her opinion.
On a man? Bitches don't give opinion on bitches like men don't give opinion on bitches. How the fuck I'm gonna tell a bitch to take a tampon when I ain't got a pussy?
Right.
She's giving her opinion. She said, look, and the other one.
No, nigga, it was simple. A bitch can't give an opinion on man because she's not a man.
Like, 3 times. Like, yo, that's the same thing. If I'm like, and you know, if I'm like, don't call me, then the person blow me up.
He
called her 3 times, but he had done took her out on several dates. So if he done took you out on several dates and you like don't call, damn right he's supposed to call and be like, okay, what did I do wrong? Is there a way that we can fix this or whatever? Not just walk away talking about this pretty picture to see. Fuck it. He done already invested in her. So that's just the point. Like, goddamn, Mo, you got me thinking you a part of Gen Z now. Shit, what the fuck is going on with you?
You got to evolve, man. You got to evolve. Man,
look, she's evolving. I ain't never going to let a bitch tell me how a fucking man supposed to act. Never. Nigga,
exactly.
We got problems right then and there.
She ain't telling me how I'm supposed to act. She's telling me how some other dude, everything. You know what I'm saying?
But you agreeing with the shit like snacks, so I'm telling you, okay? Look, baby daddy eat together often. Me and my baby daddy eat together often, right? You know what I'm saying? So you mean to tell me when we grab something to eat and he gets something sweet after that, that he ain't a man?
Because
that's the most alpha male I motherfucking know.
Look, what I'm just saying is, I'm just speaking on me. Like, that kind of, like, what I'm trying to say is that kind of what I'm trying to say. It I can relate to that because when I go out to eat with my wife always want to order dessert, and I'm like, hell no, what the hell, I'm done. Like, so I guess this is my personal preference. I'm not trying to say because a man likes dessert, but for me, I related to that because that's how I feel. That's what I'm trying to say. So to each his own.
Oh, but
he
said men are soft if they order dessert. And I'm like, bitch, you got to be dumb. So fighting for a connection, you soft. Ordering dessert, you soft. If you done invested into a woman and you call and try to figure out what's going on, you soft. I'm just trying to, y'all got it fucked up out here.
Yeah,
and I ain't been out here in a while because you got to think, I was in one relationship. And then when I started dating, it was just people that I had already knew, which I shouldn't have been doing. But then I went and got with my folks and I've been with him, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't really been out there in this fucking dating pool. I think I dated one person for like 3 months and then like I ain't been out there. But this is just why, like, this shit is crazy how people think in reference to connections now. Like, what the fuck? I'm going 45 and up. I need somebody that think like me because I can't deal with this
new
age shit.
That's why I said I've been consistent with this. You know, once again, hashtag happily married man. But I've been very consistent with the way I say it. I am. I can adapt to just about any individual. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can just find something that I can relate to and adapt on that level. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't going to agree with everything that they do or whatever the case may be, but the things that we adapt to, then I can vibe off that. You know what I'm saying? And that's why.
That's just like a man telling a woman, well, you should wear a tampon on the last day of your period. You should wear a pad. Like, how the fuck you going to tell a woman how to be a fucking woman? You know what I'm saying? How you going to tell a man? If you don't like a man that eat desserts, then, bitch, you fucked up in the head. You know what I'm saying? You need to go out there and get with you a nigga that eat his food with his Glock. You know what I'm saying? Like, no. Like, the good men are getting bad raps, and they, you know, these men are like, man, I love me a good man. I love me a good dude. You know what I'm saying? I love me a laid-back, chill type dude. And then when people be like, you know, like the last, the situation that I'm in now, people be like, what? You dating a regular person? He ain't a regular person because he is like very, very in tune with life and, you know, has a great career. You know what I'm saying? Things like that. I will date somebody that's regular, that's grounded. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm tired of dating people in the limelight. You know what I'm saying? Even though I'm in the limelight, and sometimes it takes you to deal with somebody that's also in the limelight because they can understand what you got to do more. But I said that before. I told y'all before I start talking to him, I said, I don't want to date nobody in the limelight. I want to date a regular schmegler dude that can understand that I'm in the limelight, you know what I'm saying, and we get along, and that's what I got, you know? And that's the same thing, you know, regardless of what happened with this situation, if I'm back on the scene, I want a regular dude. I want a dude with a career, not somebody that's in the limelight. You know, I don't want nobody that be on social media, none of that. You know what I'm saying? I want a regular schmegler dude that's just focused on their life, and they cut theyself off. They know people stupid and shit like that. I need somebody that's okay with the hermit mode activity. But all of that shit, oh, you eat dessert, something wrong with you. Man, look, my dude, when he got him at night, shit, whatever the fuck he done with his little round, honey, he finna go and get a snack. Like, that's just automatic. You know what I'm saying? He finna go eat something. Like, I need to put something on my stomach now. You know, like, what? Niggas eat snacks and salt? What the fuck?
No, I ain't say snacks, but, yo, I'm telling you, my wife loves all them girly little desserts, and she always be trying to get me to order ones. Like, my wife can attest to that. You know what I'm saying? But that's just me. Like I said, I'm not.
What is a girly dessert, nigga?
Girly dessert, man.
Don't
give
me tips. I'm not about ordering.
My wife loves dessert. You got to understand.
But it's not about
love
dessert.
That's just funny. I don't know. It's just funny. It's funny because I never really.
What is a girly dessert? A unicorn cake or some shit? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't like no. The chocolate lava cakes I fuck with. Like my wife is in the background. Chocolate lava cakes, I can do that. But with chip churros with like some fucking strawberries and syrup or some shit on it or some, I don't know. She always getting some food dessert. And I just be like, yo, just be like funny. But anyway,
that's all that is, nigga. Calm down.
You got to think. Mota say guy that don't like fruit and food in the bedroom. So you already know he weird.
I'm a diabetic. I'm going to get me some gummy bears after I get that pussy. You sure?
No doubt. So without further ado, you know what I'm saying? Let's get into my favorite part of the show. So this is the world famous chop up. So this is the part of the show where I get a chance to talk my shit on certain things that I thought was just interesting throughout the week. But before I do that, Black, was there anything throughout the week that you was like tripping on? It was like, yo, I want to bring this to the world famous chop up.
I want to know why people break up and then they bring their drama to social media. Like Lil Baby and Jada, they on the outs again, and you know, it done hit social media. You know what I'm saying? Like they'll be back together as soon as, huh?
Who is Jada and who is Lil Baby?
Lil Baby is what they call an A-list rapper right now. He on top, and Jada is his baby mama. But Lil Baby was supposedly talking to Sweetie, and then Jada went and got him back, and now Jada entertaining other people, and he called himself Mad. So I have no idea. Shout out to Nicki Minaj.
That's
and,
a little short nigga that shot somebody?
No, he ain't shot no damn body.
You funny. Come on.
Who shot somebody?
Go ahead.
Shout out to Nicki Minaj and is it Chloe? Benzino daughter. They came out with a new song.
So I'm serious. So I could have sworn they had a motherfucker that shot somebody that was rapping or some shit called Baby. That's what I'm asking.
No, that beat up somebody, that's Duh Baby. You know, it's a bunch of babies. That's Duh Baby.
Yeah. Oh, man, fuck this. I'm not playing with y'all.
Kanye West and Kim Kardashian are finally separated, and Kanye West got another girlfriend, and his girlfriend is basically natural. She said, I think she had a BBL, but her facial features resembles Kim Kardashian, so they're calling her Kim Kardashian. But Kim Kardashian face isn't real. Kim Kardashian got a lot of surgery. So I'm going to need everybody to stop acting like people want to look like Kim Kardashian and realize that these
like
are the
Kim
people
Kardashian.
That the Kardashians wanted to look like.
He definitely got a type. But he definitely got a type, though, Black.
Like,
she's
have
like another Kim Kardashian type chick. Like, I'm like, come on, man. But anyway, that's his type. You know what I'm saying? So who am I to judge his type? But that's his type. I think that's what people
say. It's like when you fuck with somebody for a long fucking time, you start to like their characteristics. You see what I'm saying? So when you see another bitch, it can be light-skinned, dark-skinned, short, tall. You're going to gravitate towards what the fuck you like.
True.
He apparently likes that person bitch.
Apparently, yeah,
like that Persian look.
That's his thing. Well, yeah. All right.
All right. So, yeah. So, I know y'all keep on social media, man, because y'all some social media hounds and shit. Like, how many minutes a day do y'all dedicate yourselves to fucking Instagram and Twitter and Facebook?
It's just, you know, that's just it's just a way of life now, man. It's just that's the times that we're in. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, but my social media, like I said, I get my news from social media. But anyway, I digress. I know you still got
your financial fucking portfolio.
Why do I have?
How's that looking after your financial portfolio? Just getting news from Twitter.
How good is my financial portfolio?
Now, how is that working for your financial portfolio by only getting your news from social media?
It has its ups and downs. I'm going to be honest. You know what I'm saying? It has its ups and downs. But I just refuse to watch the news. There's too much other shit that's going to, you know, get into my mental space that I don't want. So it's just not worth it for me. But that's me. But getting into the world famous chop up. So first and foremost, I got a big shout out to my Browns, man. Shout out to the Cleveland Browns, right? So we were able to get Deshaun Watson. Mm-hmm. Big shout out to the GM for Cleveland, because this was big for him, man. Andrew Berry, I believe, is his name. Black dude, Harvard educated. This was a big time deal for him. And the reason why I love football so much is just the politics on it. It's so much politics going on, so I'm going to run it down for the people out there. I'm going to nerd out on this football topic real quick because this is a big story, especially for Cleveland. So, you know, the Browns have Baker Mayfield, you know what I'm saying? He was like the number one draft pick out of Alabama. Had a couple years. He was like the first quarterback that brought us to prominence since Bernie Kosar, you know what I'm saying? And we made the playoffs not this past year but the year before. Beat Pittsburgh, which was big. And so now we had a lot of expectations going into the new season. You know what I'm saying? We are in the AFC North, which is smash mouth football. You know what I'm saying? So you got Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. You got Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals, our in-state rival. You did have Big Ben in the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we're competing against. So anyway, long story short, so we had a lot of you know, we made the playoffs, so we had a lot of high expectations as a football team going into the next season. A lot of people, including myself, picked Cleveland to go to the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? So Baker Mayfield, and he was trying to get his contract, you know what I'm saying, his big contract, because, you know, he was selling the rookie contract, you know what I'm saying, but he was trying to get that big money, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, this was a big year for him. So, you know, he got hurt, granted, but it just wasn't good enough. And the things that just really hurt Baker Mayfield and the things that played the part for the GM, Andrew Berry, that I was telling you about, was, one, Andrew Berry was like, look, we got Odell, he's healthy now. We signed all types of free agents. We got a good defense. We got the best offensive line of football. We got receivers. We got a running game. We got Nick Chubb. You know what I'm saying? So everything is there. All you got to do is just get us, you know what I'm saying, get us back to the playoffs. And like I said, Baker Mayfield got hurt, and, you know, it just went left. And now the thing that really was not a good look for Baker was the fact that it didn't work out with Odell Beckham. Big shout out to, you know, Odell Beckham. And, you know what I'm saying, he gets cut from the Browns, but then gets picked up by the Rams, and then there you go. You know what I'm saying? Him, Matthew Stafford, and the Los Angeles Rams win the Super Bowl. And then on top of that, they beat our in-state rivals, which was the Cincinnati Bengals. So the Cincinnati Bengals essentially had the season that we were supposed to have. So something had to be done. And, you know, it was a lot of pressure to make this happen. And big shout out to Deshaun Watson. He was just like a big mystery this whole year, because he got all young quarterback out of Clemson. You know what I'm saying? Was with the Houston Texans. And he was doing his thing. You know what I'm saying? They was calling him the best Houston quarterback since Warren Moon and the Houston Oilers, the run-and-shoot offense back in the day. But then he got caught up. Who knew? You know, my man, you know, got a little too happy or too – he started frequenting the massage parlors a little too much in Houston, whatever the case may be, getting a massage with the happy ending, which is like – I'm like, what the fuck, dude? You know what I'm saying? You got to really do all that to get your shit off, you know what I'm saying? Like, you would just think that he would, you know, not have to do that. But anyway, long story short –
You ain't even had a movie massage, motherfucker.
What happened?
I said, you ain't never had a new massage, motherfucker.
No, I had. I
said a new room massage.
No, I've had that. I know exactly what you're talking about, a new room massage.
What is a new room massage?
What is a new room? What you asking me?
Yeah.
That's when they take the oil, where the female takes the oil, rubs it all over you, and you know what I'm saying, and get all them pressure points worked out. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely know what that is, and I had a neuro massage probably by the best. So, you know, just point blank, period, for that.
I wouldn't say the best, but yeah, they use their body to massage it. They use their titties and the legs.
Yeah,
and
believe me when I tell you, bro. Believe me when I tell you. You know what I'm saying? That's a conversation for a whole nother time.
That motherfucker got rubbed and he had to come back.
Anyway, the reason why I said Deshaun Watson OD, because it wasn't one. It was like 20 chicks that came out. Like 20 chicks. Like not one, not two, not three, not four, not five. Like 20. Like on some Bill Cosby shit. Like all out the blue. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, dude, what was you doing? So long story short, and even, you know, Kraft, I can't think of his first name, but, you know, the owner of the New England Patriots, he got caught up. But it was only one time. You know, he's a billionaire, so he just paid off the people, paid off ESPN, paid off Fox Sports to not talk about it again, and now people done forgot about it. But he got caught up, but it was once. Deshaun Watson, it was like 20 chicks that came out of nowhere. So anyway, he got suspended for this whole season, which is good for us, for the Browns, because, you know, he's a, you know, he can throw in the pocket, but he's a running quarterback as well. And the other thing, too, that makes this move so dynamic for Cleveland. Big shout out to my city, my town. I'm so happy for them because, you know, the city thrives.
Oh, did I hear you correctly? You got suspended for getting a fucking happy ending?
Yeah, 20, because like they're trying to say there was like some rape shit or whatever, or like they didn't agree to it, some shit. You know what I'm saying? It's a money grab too, because he just signed a big contract in Houston, then he requested to get traded because
the front office was making some bad moves, but he just signed his contract literally probably like a month before he asked for the trade. And then it just seemed like all this came out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? And he had an impeccable name. Like, he had never got caught up in nothing. And then all of a sudden, all this came out of nowhere. So he ended up getting suspended for the whole year. You know what I'm saying? He didn't play. They just had him on the sideline or whatever. But the thing is, it's going to be great for Cleveland because he's fresh. You know what I'm saying? He ain't got no, you know, he's like a Ferrari that just, you know what I'm saying? It was just in your garage the whole, you know what I'm saying? Like the whole last year and a half, you know what I'm saying? So you just read that Ferrari ready to just come out. So now we got him with the Browns. And this is epic too, because if you go back to their college career, you know, he went to Clemson and then Lamar Jackson went to Louisville. So they had that kind of like Magic Johnson, Larry Bird rivalry in college, and now it's about to be in the pros, man. So it's a lit situation. Believe me when I tell you, you know, I'm so happy, man, because the Browns, we needed this, man. We needed this. So I just hope he lives up to the expectations, because I thought Atlanta was going to get him because, you know, he's a Southern dude, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, the Falcons was really trying hard to get him. But I got to give it to Andrew Berry, man, the GM. He made it happen. He definitely needed to make a move because now – if he didn't make that move and then Baker, Baker Mayfield requested to get traded, and then we would have been in chaos if we didn't make that move, man. But shout out to that. I can't wait to watch the sports show because this happened like Friday evening. So I can't wait to see all the sports shows tomorrow. See all the hype, man. So, you know, I'll keep everybody posted as this happens. But yeah, man, Deshaun Watson is a Brown, man. That's dope, man. He's a game-changing QB. And that's going to be dope, man. Football is in a tremendous place, man. It's going to be a great season next year, man. They already starting. It's like they got that NBA hype now because, like I said, the NFL quarterback is just like the NBA superstar now. But I still love the way the business is run with football because, you know, like I said, I look at it from the owner's point of view and from the fans' point of view. You know what I'm saying? Like the players, I get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to go on a whole tangent. I'm going to get to the NBA later and why it's been a trash product. And I hope the playoffs really save the season because the season's been trash. But the reason why is because the guaranteed contracts, man, people get lazy. People get that big contract and they don't even care no more. You know what I'm saying? Well, football, shit ain't guaranteed. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the big-time stars, they're getting that guaranteed money. But at the same time, if they slip up and play, they can get cut, you know what I'm saying, or get traded, and now they're going to rebuild. Kind of what happened to Russell Wilson, you know what I'm saying? Russell Wilson got a big contract. They didn't perform. You know, Russell Wilson's been consistent, very, you know, great quarterback or whatever. But this season, he didn't make the playoffs. NFL is always, you know, what have you done for me lately? So, and then he came into the season kind of like already thinking like, I don't want to be here and all this other shit. So anyway, they didn't make the playoffs. He got hurt, and he had a big contract. Now they trade him to Denver because Denver picks up that contract and now they can rebuild. So it's just cutthroat a little bit, but that makes it for good competition because there's always somebody younger, somebody hunger that's willing to take your position. So that's the part that makes football great in my estimation. So, you know, so that's that. Another thing too, man, that I wanted to get into real quick was, I hope this isn't true. And Smooth, I know you watch the news, so you can maybe confirm it, but if you heard about it. But no more daylight savings time? That's what I'm hearing. You know what I'm saying? And I was kind of pissed off about it when I heard about it. Like, one of my fellows put it in my chat group that they was kind of – the Senate was voting to do away with it. No, I think the
they've been trying to get rid of daylight saving time for over 30 years.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? So that ain't nothing new. If you think about it, the United States of America is really the only ones that utilize daylight savings time.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And a lot of people, daylight savings time, you have an increase of strokes. You have an increase of heart attacks. It's a really unhealthy first 3 weeks after daylight saving time. You see what I'm saying? We are talking about when time goes back. We're talking about when you lose that hour.
You know what
I'm talking about? That's
dark.
The only time. Yeah, when you lose that fucking hour, and then you're like, fuck.
I don't, but I guess some people do. A lot of people do get mad about it. I don't. I just adjust.
No, no.
You know what I'm saying?
It's not about getting mad about it, because if you think about it, they had to fuck around and change daylight saving time to the Sunday. You see what I'm saying? Like back in the 80s, 90s, man, you know, daylight saving time, that bitch was on a Monday. You know what I'm saying? So to get people to become acclimated for that Monday, they pushed it back to that fucking Sunday. So they've been trying to get rid of it. They've been trying to get rid of daylight saving time. Are they going to get rid of daylight saving time? I doubt it.
Okay, so
because they've been trying to do it. You
so
feel what I'm saying?
From your point of view, because you watch the news consistently, it's not facts that it's gonna go away.
No, it's not facts.
Okay,
yeah, this ain't nothing new. You see what I'm saying? That's just like coins and cash. Like the first time they tried to get rid of coins and cash in America was what, the early 2000s, like 2002, 2003. You see what I'm saying? But just because they tried it back in 2002, 2003, don't mean it's not gonna come back around. You see what I'm saying? And same thing with daylight saving time. This ain't the first time they try to shut it down.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I know it's time and time is man-made, but at the same time, for me personally, I'm only just talking about me. It's just an indication, man. I really love, you know, the spring forward or whatever and daylight savings time, because I know, like, you know, coming like today being like the equinox. You know what I'm saying? I know like today. And, you know, clocks went back, what, last Sunday or whatever. I know, or went forward last Sunday. I know, like, all right, spring is here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Now I'm just in that spring, summer mode. You know what I'm saying? And then the same thing, too. I mean, we can rewind the show from when, you know, I talked about, what, longer days, darker nights. You know what I'm saying? When the time goes back. You know what I'm saying? I know it's time to just, you know, get ready and brace yourself for the cold, you know, the winter months, and grind out until you get to the harvest, until you get to the summertime. So I just like that transition, you know what I'm saying? I would assume it would keep it spring forward and not do the backwards again. But I just hope it stays the same, man. I just like the little switch up. And it's not – I think Arizona is the one state that doesn't do it, and then I think maybe Hawaii or something like that, Hawaii or Alaska, one of those. But, I just think it's just a tradition for me. So I hope that it stays and they don't get rid of it. You know what I'm saying? Because I was kind of tight. But anyway, so that's that. Another thing I wanted to get into was a new show. Well, I talked about it, but I didn't really talk about it just yet, man. Big shout out to, once again, HBO, man. Winning Time, the Lakers, the rise of a Lakers dynasty. Big thumbs up. You know, I watched the first two episodes. The episode three comes on tonight. I'm going to watch it probably right after I get off the show. But it's dope, man. I love it for the simple fact that it captures that era. You know, that's my favorite era of basketball, 80s, 90s basketball, even 2000s. I don't know if I'm getting older and I just can't relate to the players like I used to. I don't know if that's the thing, but I don't know. I just don't love the NBA like I used to. I'm hoping the playoffs can really – I can get that love, but because I just really fell out of love with NBA this year, man. I really can care less about it, man. It just hasn't been a good product on TV. You know what I'm saying? Football, I talk in nauseam about football. Basketball, not so much, man. And I'm just hoping that the playoffs saves it. But anyway, I say that to say this. Winning Time is such a great program, man, because you see from the early 80s, you see when basketball really took off, and I'm wondering if like, you know, when LeBron retires and stuff like that, are we going to hit that kind of 70s basketball period where, you know, if he was into basketball, and at that time they had the NBA and the ABA, so he had two different leagues, and then, you know, going into the 80s, the leagues merged, and, you know, it became the NBA that we all love now. But what's cool about it is, like I said, it takes place, first off, I don't want to give the show away, but it's dramatic, man, because the very first scene, you see Magic Johnson is like 1991, and he's coming out of the clinic, and I guess he just found out that he was HIV positive. So he's getting ready to, I guess, do his press conference. He's got a suit on, and then he's getting in the car with his agent, and his agent is crying. And then, you know, from that point on, it just it goes back, you know, goes back in time to, you know, his, you know, basically like his last year of college or whatever. And then that's where we're at now, and it's, he about to get drafted to the Lakers. But it's such a great show, man, because it's vintage. It just captures that time. It's a teaching piece. And then I love it for the simple fact you see it from the owner's perspective, man. And that's what I like. I like to see the money. I like to see the boss moves. You know what I'm saying? And big shout out to Dr. Jerry Buss. You know what I'm saying? So he was the Lakers owner. You know, he bought the Lakers right before they drafted Magic. And he just saw something special. He was like, you know, I just talked about it. He's like, yo, basketball, I can see it's about to really blow up. And, you know, I'm in L.A. And he was like, yo, I want to make L.A., I want to make, you know, basketball like the place to be. You know what I'm saying? Like the Lakers game, I want that to be just the biggest of the big. You know what I'm saying? And he just had that vision from jump. And you can see it. And you can see Magic, you know, it's Magic and Larry Bird. They just had played their college, you know, they just both played in the college finals. And, you know, they were the two high draft picks coming into the league. And Larry Bird got drafted one and Magic Johnson got drafted two. And Boston, you know, they talked about Boston and was Red Auerbach, and he was still the coach. And, you know, he won 13 championships with Boston, something crazy, you know, back in the 60s and the early 70s when they was just dominating shit. Russell, Bill Russell, you know what I'm saying? So you just see that, you know, and you can see how cocky he is. And he's a Boston dude and just cocky, kind of like, you know, always got a cigar on some, like, kind of like mob type shit. And then you just see Jerry Buss is like free-flowing real estate mogul, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's just a difference of, you know, just a difference of swag. And you can see, like, how at first he wasn't respecting Jerry Buss, and then you can see how, you know, I can foresee how, you know, he about to get his respect, because he's at this time he's like a new owner, so they just think he just new money. He, you know, he could just get the team and sell the team or whatever, but it's just dope. And then you see Magic's point of view, and you just see him as just this young, this charismatic kid, man, about to go into the league, and you can see what was so special about Magic Johnson, you know, if you don't really know too much about his story. And you can see how the HIV epidemic is going to play a major role, because you can see how, like, he in L.A., seeing the women, and you know what I'm saying? And it makes me think of in the 80s and early 90s or whatever, when you had the whole AIDS epidemic that came out, and then, you know, you had in L.A., you had two major people that got the HIV virus. One died and one, of course, is still living. But, you know, Magic Johnson had, you know, caught the HIV, and, you know, there's stories coming out that he had six women at one time, just very promiscuous. Even all this time being with his college sweetheart, which is Cookie Johnson, is his wife that he's, you know, been married with since back in the day or whatever. But they met in college. And then Eazy-E, you know what I'm saying? Eazy-E was on the rap shit, you know, L.A., you know what I'm saying, just doing the same shit but on the rap level. And then you can see how Eazy-E caught HIV, and that just turned into full-blown AIDS. He didn't get the vaccine or the cure, whatever you want to call it, but Magic did, because Magic was like them, you know, Eazy-E. I like Eazy-E, you know what I'm saying, but the masses didn't, you know, they wasn't feeling how Eazy-E was going to the White House in his Raiders gear, you know what I'm saying, representing the Republican Party and shit, just coming there.
Like, I don't remember.
What's up?
I don't remember Eazy-E catching HIV. I remember Eazy-E coming out with straight full-blown AIDS.
Yeah, which is crazy, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, it's just wild. It's just wild.
It's two totally different situations. AIDS, you're going to die.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The HIV, take a
break. Yeah. But it was still kind of similar, you know what I'm saying? Now we got so much more information about it, we can dissect it. But at the time, we thought HIV was AIDS or whatever. Like, you know, when people thought Magic was going to die, like, you know, they were like, oh, you got HIV, you're going to have AIDS or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But now, it's just interesting. But definitely a dope show, man. Check it out if you haven't seen it. Yeah, I think it's really good, man. And I only got about 2 minutes left, man. But the other thing is I wanted to get into real quick. I was just going to get back into my VH1 programming because I fell off on it a little bit. But I got a couple shows. I'm back on it. You know, Black Ink Crew started back up again. So I kind of watched the first episode of that. So me and my wife, you know, was kind of enjoying that. They brought back Black Ink Crew Compton. I haven't got a chance to dive into that. I'll probably talk about that later on in the World Famous Chop Up. And they got another show, too, that's very interesting. Kind of interesting. I mean, I kind of, you know, it's pretty interesting. But they got this one called, it's like a DNA it's a VH1 DNA show where, like, you know, through the DNA, they're figuring out people's lineage, you know, what country they are from in Africa. I caught one episode of that. They got Remy Ma and a lot of the other crews that's been on, crew members that's been on some of the VH1 shows. But the most memorable, the most notable person is Remy Ma. But she found out she was Nigerian. It was just interesting, man, how black people, man, slowly – you know, through DNA and stuff like that is kind of, you know, finding out their roots, man. I just think that's just kind of interesting or whatever the case may be. That's pretty much it. You know what I'm saying? This has been the World Famous Chop Up. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to dive into some topic, and I know I'm going to get cut off, so I'm going to kind of cut off right now. So, as always, big shout-out to Black with this topic. Shout-out to Smooth on the check-in. Big shout-out to me on the World Famous Chop Up. Next week, you know, it's a whole show of the World Famous Chop Up. So from this point on, once I get off the phone, I'm going to really dive into some topics. I really want to talk some interesting shit next week. Really dive into maybe some of the things I just hit on the surface. So as always, you know, if you missed the show, check out the retweet. You know, Black already tweeted out for me. I'm going to put it out there. If you want to put a face with the voice, check me out on IG, MoBinns, MoBinns. And, you know, that's it for tonight, man. Everybody be safe. Same time next week.